The program is called Operation Vote Arkansas. State Republican Party Chairman Doyle Webb says it's designed to assist people who don't already have a photo ID.
Once the Secretary of State's office and the local counties are prepared to begin issuing IDs, the Arkansas GOP will activate its county-level volunteer organizations in all 75 counties to help any voter, who contacts us with the need to obtain a photo ID. We will develop a system of volunteers who will provide free rides to the county clerk's offices.
The action comes after the Republican-led legislature Monday completed an override of Governor Mike Beebe's veto of the bill. The new law will take effect in January, or when funding is available for the state to provide the photo IDs, whichever is later. But Rita Sklar, director of the Arkansas chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, says they're preparing to file a lawsuit challenging the law, saying it will make it harder for some people to vote.
They can do all the education that they want, but you will still have people for whom it will be a burden to obtain the papers they need in order to vote. There are people who have never driven. There are people with disabilities, who are poor, who are elderly, who have never had a state ID, who do not have a birth certificate. How are they going to obtain the documents they need to get the photo ID?
Republicans say they are preparing for a legal challenge. Governor Beebe suggested in making his veto that it would cost the state money to fight the matter in court. But Senator Brian King of Green Forest says others may help cover the cost.
I think there's some outside groups that I don't want to get into detail that would come and help defend. There's been some discussion, but until something's filed, I'm not really, willing to talk about that yet.
Outside groups have also offered to help pay to defend Arkansas's recently passed abortion laws. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.